Hi folks, Mamik Spirit here, technical evangelist here at Microsoft, bringing you a series of videos all about Azure Stack. And in this particular video, we're going to learn a little bit more about Azure services on premises with Azure Stack. And to help us do that, we've got Brad from the Azure Stack team. Hey, welcome.
Hey, glad to be here.
So tell us a bit more about the kind of things we're solving for with Azure Stack.
You bet. Azure Stack is really extending the edge of Azure. It's helping customers meet scenarios where they would love to take advantage of our Azure platform, our cloud model, but they have a need to deploy an application outside of the public cloud, whether they're meeting a data sovereignty constraint or whether they're dealing with latency or even a disconnected scenario. But they still want to take advantage of our application model. And that's really part of the unique value prop with Azure. Azure is a cloud model, not a place. So you can build for the cloud, but have multiple place locations that you can pick from to deploy your application. So the first part of our value prop is this consistency, a consistent hybrid application pattern and development model that you can use. The same tools, the same SDK, the same automation. You can use the same processes. And this is so important because when we look at many of our companies today or customers today, when they build solutions for the cloud, and they also are building solutions for deployment inside the firewall or in other geographies, they wind up having two sets of skills, a skill set optimized for the cloud and another skill set optimized for on-premise. One of the things we're doing with Azure Stack is allowing you to have a cloud skill set, one set of skills that is transferable between the public cloud and inside the firewall, so you can build and manage applications holistically regardless of where it's being deployed. That is our consistent hybrid application model.
Right.
Fueling that is our Azure services. Now, Azure services are what are used within that application model. And by this, our compute, storage, and networking are, in fact, services that run for delivering IaaS. But in addition to that, we have other PaaS services, like our app services family of web apps, mobile apps, API apps, and Azure Functions are all Azure services. These PaaS services are also deployable on Stack so that customers can take advantage of higher value PaaS services.
Nice.
The next problem we're solving for is how to get these services inside your data center. It can be very complex, especially when you deal with the variety of different technologies that can exist inside a data center. So with Azure Stack, we're delivering a turnkey cloud-in-a-box as an integrated system from our hardware partners Dell EMC, HPE, and Lenovo.
Great, cool. So to delve into Azure services a little bit more, what do we mean when we say Azure services on-premises?
Yeah, let's take a look at that. The first part of delivering Azure services is to have a consistent cloud platform. These services are actually designed for the Azure environment. So let's take a look at how Azure is composed. Azure is built on a cloud infrastructure. Now in Azure, our cloud infrastructure is designed to scale across the globe. On top of that, we have a set of finished services. These are the compute, storage, and networking services. Our PaaS services, like the app service family I always mentioned, these are the finished services that are used by applications. Mm-hmm. On top of that is the Azure Resource Manager. That is our cloud model. That is how you describe your application. That is how you manage your application, the lifecycle of your application. That is how you set policy about who can access your application. That really defines the cloud model.
The control plane.
The control plane. Yeah. It is the control plane for our cloud, exactly. And on top of that, you can access that control plane through our web-based portal. You can access that control plane through our REST APIs. Now, those REST APIs are packaged in our Azure SDK through PowerShell, CLI, to access these APIs in the cloud. And in addition to that, we have a set of DevOps tools. Now, these can be tools from Microsoft, like our Visual Studio family of tools, or open source tools that interact with the cloud. That's how our Azure is composed today for building, deploying, and managing applications.
Okay.
So the first thing we had to do is take and deliver that exact same architecture with Azure Stack. So in Azure Stack, you'll find out that we also have a cloud infrastructure upon which we build finished services. For IaaS, compute, storage, and networking, we have the Azure Resource Manager, we have the portal, we have the PowerShell, the same REST interfaces and work with the same dev tools. The main difference when you look at this diagram is that cloud infrastructure at the bottom. In Azure, it's designed for hyperscale across the globe. In Azure Stack, it's a purpose-built cloud infrastructure for an integrated system to run in your data center, something that is managed in that integrated system. But we still have the same finished services for compute, storage, networking, and PaaS services, and that allows the consistency of the application model with the Azure Resource Manager.
And the hybrid experiences.
And the hybrid experiences. That enables both developers and ITs, when they're working with cloud, to have this consistent experience. It doesn't matter where they're using Azure, they have a consistent experience.
So help us understand a little bit more about what it's like to run Azure services.
You bet. And that's the thing. With Azure Stack, it is a service that you're operating inside your data center. And so when we look at how Azure services are being delivered, the first thing to look at is there's actually two users. If you look in this diagram, I have developers at the top. Now, the developer experience would be the same experience you get when you go to the Azure public cloud. I can go in, I have a portal, I use the services, I'm going ahead and provisioning them. Now, in the public cloud, we, Microsoft, we're the ones running it. But with Azure Stack, our customers are going to be running Azure Stack directly in their data center. So there's an IT experience for Azure Stack as well.
It says developers, but it could also be IT pros.
It could be IT pros. Exactly.
Owners,
IT pros might be automating and deploying applications they are on Azure or Azure Stack that they're managing and providing to their customers.
Right.
But in addition to that, they have to manage the infrastructure behind
cool.
the scenes.
So you're going to show us a
quick look? Let's go ahead and switch over and take a look at that. Now here, I'm actually logged into Azure Stack. Now the first thing you're seeing is what, as a IT or as a developer, as a user of the cloud, the experience I'm going to see, in this case, a marketplace. It looks just like Azure. First thing you should notice, it looks like Azure because it is Azure. This isn't a copy. It's the same code that we run in Azure, running in Azure Stack. And it has a marketplace. But the difference with this marketplace is the operator got to decide what's in it. So in this case, the operator's made a couple of images available, both a Windows Server and a Linux image. So as a developer or user, I can go ahead and spin up these images, get them running in my cloud. But how do I get those images in there? Let's take a look at that. Okay. As an operator, this is the experience where I start. I see a dashboard. I can look at the set of resource providers, these PaaS and IaaS services that I'm running inside my Azure Stack, my integrated system. In this case, if I click into the compute service, you'll notice that I have some images already posted for distribution to my customers. Now, this is great for organizations that want to have a set of standardized images that they've built for their customers. For example, for line of businesses that they have in their customers.
And they could be Windows or Linux.
Windows or Linux.
Yep.
And they can simply go ahead and create an image. They might do this offline, get the image set up exactly the way they want. They can specify it as a Windows or Linux, just like you said.
Yep.
And I can go ahead and upload that image into the local Azure Stack for use by my customers.
Great.
Now, we're introducing a new feature with TP3.
Okay.
It's a preview feature. And that new feature is allowing an operator not only to publish custom images, but to go in and get images directly from the Azure Marketplace.
Okay, so a syndication.
It's a syndication service.
Right.
So now the operator can go in and say, hey, I want to use one of those same images that you got in the Azure Marketplace, but I want to publish it in my local marketplace.
Right.
My developers now have that consistency, the same images running in both public and private cloud.
Okay.
So here's a list of certified, validated applications for distribution to Azure Stack. So as an operator, I can simply pick one of these images, go ahead and start the download of that image, and this will download it from Azure and then publish it into the local marketplace so it's ready for distribution to my customers.
So how does that syndication list get populated?
You bet. So one, Microsoft, as we build applications and images and make those available public cloud, we'll look at those for certification and getting those into this feed, but it's also open to our ISV community. So as ISVs are building applications for the cloud and making those available, and they go to the Azure Marketplace to publish that, they have the option to tag their item as also being syndicated to Azure Stack. And when they do that, and it's verified, it will then be in the syndication feed and made available for distribution to Azure Stack.
Excellent. Good to know. Useful information. Now, where should somebody go to learn more?
Okay, to learn more about Azure Stack, the first thing you need to do is go to aka.ms, Azure Stack.
Easy.
Easy. And when you go there, you'll see a web page. It'll have a download button. So you can get started with Azure Stack right now today by downloading our evaluation build of Azure Stack. You download it. It takes a Hyper-V host, and it will hydrate itself on that host so you can start playing with it. You can see the experience. You can test out that consistency. You can even see some of the operational experiences.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Bradley, for all the insights into Azure services on Azure Stack on premises. And stick with us for more videos all about Azure Stack. And we'll see you again soon. Bye for now.